Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Huron County Board of Commissioners yesterday addressed significant local development concerns with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources. A one-year moratorium on data centers and potentially wind projects was suggested to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced strong opposition to data centers, citing insufficient electricity in the Peninsula County and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township is reportedly considering a moratorium on data centers for similar reasons. And in other news, community members advocated for the renewal and potential increase of the senior millage, highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered over 827,000 meals last year. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February 18th. Additionally, the Safety Committee is developing ballot language for a public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early February. Bad Axe Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds, expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, including Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources. Four men were rescued in two separate incidents over the weekend on Saginaw Bay. Bay County deputies say the first rescue happened Friday night at Bay City State Park in Bangor Township, where two 19-year-olds became stranded after their off-road vehicle broke through the ice. Both were pulled to safety and were not hurt. The second incident occurred Saturday night near the Callahan Road boat launch in Hampton Township. Two men riding snowmobiles went into the water about 3 miles from shore. The sheriff's office used an airboat to reach them. They were taken to a hospital for exposure, but are expected to be okay. Officials are reminding everybody there is no such thing as completely safe ice, even during frigid temperatures. We'll be right back.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Seniors hoping for a big break on Social Security taxes? Make sure to read the fine print. A new federal tax change does offer relief, but it's not the automatic, quote, no tax on Social Security deal that some people may have heard about. Under the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act, eligible Americans 65 and older can deduct up to $6,000 from their taxable income. Married couples filing jointly could qualify for double that amount. But there are limits. The deduction starts to phase out for single filers making more than $65,000 a year or $150,000 a year for couples. This break is not automatic. To claim it, taxpayers must complete a brand new IRS form called Schedule 1A and file it along with their regular 1040. If you skip that step, the IRS won't apply the deduction for you. So tax experts are urging seniors to take an extra look this season. The savings are real, but only if you file the correct paperwork. The bottom line is, if you're 65 or older and meet the income guidelines, make sure Schedule 1A is part of your return, or you could be leaving money on the table. Two Imlay City police officers, one current and one former, are facing criminal charges stemming from a confrontation with a 17-year-old boy at the Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds last summer. Authorities say the July 26, 2025 incident began as a public intoxication investigation. Sergeant Sean Leathers, who remains with the department, has been charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. Former officer Terry Priest faces a felony count for the alleged unlawful use of a taser. The charges carry potential penalties of up to 93 days and 2 years in jail, respectively. The teen, who was ultimately cited for underage possession of alcohol, was not accused of resisting or assaulting officers. Former Police Chief Brett Selby requested an outside review by the Michigan State Police, which examined body camera footage, department policies, and the taser involved. That investigation concluded in December, leading the Lapeer County Prosecutor's Office to authorize the charges this week. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting news update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.